Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. No, it's not 34 after the hour. It's 12 after the hour. Where am I? I'm the talk show host who can't tell time, I guess, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what's going on with me. It's only 12 after the hour. Gave you a little start there, though, didn't I? Some of you, if you're listening live, you're watching the clock, and I kind of scared you a little bit. Anyways, just after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, so don't get too excited. Bill Topaz is with us. He's going to try to restore some order to the things going on here in a second. Bill is president and CEO of My Own Business. I told you earlier, it's an organization that does an awful lot for people who want to start a business. And he's here to talk to us about doing just that. Bill Topaz, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. Always look forward to it.
Be sure to give our very best to your founder, Phil Holland, who's been a member of our Brain Trust and on our show many times before, and tell him that none shall compare.
Well, he's a wonderful guy, and I'm sure he'll return the morning salutation.
Yeah. Bill, I was telling the audience, reminding them actually, of an old story they've heard me tell before, but I think it's a story that is legion. And that is back on May 29th, 1989, at 8:30 in the morning on the dot, I got a phone call in my home office where I was a national sales manager for an organization and a publishing organization, and I got the message that I had been I was terminated, and all of my salespeople got the same call. They went from an in-house sales organization to a rep. You know, like a factory rep, industry rep kind of thing. They changed completely over, and they didn't need us anymore. And so I was sitting there in my home office working for somebody else, kind of like a teleworker, except I was traveling for the company. But within 5 minutes, I literally just, the only thing I changed was my mind. I went from being an employee to being the owner of a new business that is now 20 years old. And so a lot of people out there have been laid off, and they're starting a business in their home right now, aren't they?
That's right. And apparently you're good with numbers. I heard you telling time a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. That's me, Mr. Number. Mr.
Let me give you another
Mickey's big hand is on the 15.
Hey, let me give you another number, which I know you and your listeners are probably all too familiar with. But unemployment now is at 9.4%. It's going to go over 10%.
Yeah.
And I tell you, all the people I talk to, whether it's at the banks, Department of Labor, SBA, this thing isn't going to abate until the middle of next year. And since the recession began in December 2007, the number of unemployed has risen by over 7 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of those jobs, you know, aren't coming back. So
that's
most
right.
of those people are in the same position you were in back in 1989. They've got to
right.
do something, and that means a lot of them are going to start their own business whether they want to or not.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Jim, this is really the first problem, because many of these people are going to have to become entrepreneurs out of necessity and not out of a true desire to do so. And, you know, there's a danger here that
yep.
some of these people are not really suited by skills or attitude.
It's not
their own
for
business.
Everybody.
You're right. Entrepreneurship is not for everybody. And some of these people may be better served by going back to school to get retrained for industry
right.
segments
right.
that are hiring, like healthcare, or find a partner who's a real entrepreneur to work with.
See, we went through this already this decade. And this
yeah.
is what's, I was talking about this to somebody the other day. It took us 100 years to go almost 100 years to go from where we entered the 20th century and the whole 20th century industrial revolution that we had here in this country. We basically nothing changed with regard to how people work for generations, and then it changed again the beginning of this decade. After 2000, we had this same thing happen in 2001, 2002, and 2003, and now here it is happening 6 or 7 years later.
Right. And I think another part of the problem that, that people are going to face is, you know, it's a little bit like New Orleans after Katrina. I get worried because I hear of so many home-based office scams popping up now. And these people out there, you know, who are going to feel desperate, they got to do something right away. And I got to tell you something, typing envelopes at home or making millions in real estate online with no investment, or worse, the rising number of these MLM schemes are unbelievable.
Multi-level marketing is what he's talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. For every 1,000 of those get-rich-quick schemes, I'm going to say, Bill, I've got to say that one of them is a good deal. Out of 1,000, I'm not even talking about MLM. I'm talking about just the home-based business.
Yeah.
Out of 1,000, I'm going to say that one of them is a good deal. So I'm going to offend that one company. I'm going to risk offending that one company and tell you, don't do any of them.
Yeah. Well, there's a really good website from the FTC where people can go to check out a lot of these schemes. And I'll send you the link, Jim, so that you can post it on your website at smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Okay.
It'll be a good resource for people.
All right, good. And by the way, you know, the ones I like, though, are the infomercials where you get rich quick, the get rich quick schemes. But the person doing the interviewing of the person selling the stuff is this beautiful spokesmodel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's only somewhat dressed. I have to say that I listen to some of those because some of those, but seriously, folks, run away from those deals. Don't send them your money because they don't work that way. The marketplace, the thing that they're describing, doesn't work in the real world.
That's right. What's the old saying, Jim? There is no such thing as a free lunch.
That's exactly right. Exactly. And some a really smart guy said that once, and he's exactly right. Was that Milton Friedman? I think it was. And so anyway, but back to home-based businesses. If you do have something that you can sell, your ideas, your time, your knowledge, soap, candles, something on eBay, whatever. If you actually do have something that you want to do business with, you know, there is a way to do that. When we come back after these messages, we're going to get Bill to talk to us about some of that and what the possibilities are. And we'll do that right after these messages. And also how my own business can help you with that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Fleetwood Mac. By the way, 2 weeks ago, this weekend, I was in Vegas at that conference. We went a little early and heard this band in concert. Outstanding. One of my favorites, of course. Fleetwood Mac. These guys are all in their 60s and they're still playing like they're 25. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Robert Cray bringing us back my favorite blues man. I think that's A Shame and a Sin? I think that's the album that's off of. 23 after, I'm pretty sure. Yep, it's actually 23 after. I got it right this time, folks. How about that? Give me a gold star. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. You got want to read, you want to listen, you want to ask a question, you want to find out about Brain Trust members that are the largest community of small business experts in the world. We got that. My blog, we got that. We got a newsletter that we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. What more can I do for you, ladies and gentlemen? I just can't come out there and start your business. I can't come out there and help you run it, but I can do it from here, and if you'll let me, we'll do that. Somebody else who's doing that really well is our good friend Bill Topaz. Bill and his organization, My Own Business, founded by the great Phil Holland, are doing a great job of helping people get their businesses off the ground properly. And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bill, let's talk about some more about home-based businesses and startups. How's your experience with people wanting to start a business? Are there a lot of folks doing it now? Compared to say 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, how's it compare to that?
Oh, I think it's been on the increase, and that's just accelerating with the unemployment, Jim. I think, if you look at the numbers, there are something like 20, 25, almost 30 million businesses that operate from homes. It's
right.
tens of
right.
millions of people.
Right.
And
including independent contractors.
That's right. That's right. And it's just, and more and more people are going to have to do it because there aren't going to be jobs. Business I would not want to be in today is the outplacement service because there's
right.
no place to put
people. Nowhere to go. You know, the thing I've been worried about, though, Bill, there's a difference between interest in being a business owner and actually pulling it off and starting the business. And what I've been concerned about, and I wanted to get your experience on this, what I've been concerned about is that with the limited amount of personal credit in the form of credit cards and the availability of home equity, I've been concerned that even though a lot of people want to go into business, without that capital availability that I had and that other people had over the last 20 years, I'm concerned that not enough people will be able to pull the trigger on that. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's you've made a statement, and I think that's a little bit of understatement because not only are our credit lines being decreased, but look what happened. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Advanta, who'd been around for decades.
Yep.
All of a sudden stopped accepting any new charges
right.
to millions of small business
right.
owners. I'll give you another example. People think, okay, I'm going to start a home business. We'll do a website. I'll get a credit card merchant account.
Right,
I'll
money will come rolling in.
Well, I got to tell you, it's not easy to get a new merchant account these days.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to people at First Data, at Global Payment Systems. The rejection rate is skyrocketing. They'll go out now and make actual site visits to say, you know, if you're selling, books out of your home, they'll come to make sure you've got an inventory that you're actually doing
right.
what you say you're doing.
Right.
So the assumptions from a year or two ago that you make to set up a small business or a home-based business are not there today.
Well, I will tell you, though, there is one way to give yourself the maximum opportunity to pull that off, and that's to work with a local independent community bank.
Absolutely.
Or a credit union.
Mm-hmm. Good suggestion.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that people have to realize, and I think this is universal, but I think it's compounded by the fact that people are forced very quickly to do something today as opposed to being able to do it slowly in moonlight and you know, get into it. People getting into a home-based business have to realize that it's not necessarily less complicated than a brick-and-mortar.
Right.
And that so much of your time, you know, they say it always takes more time and money than
mm-hmm,
you think.
Mm-hmm.
People are amazing. I know, Jim,
that's part of Murphy's Law.
That, you know, let's take people who set up a consulting service out of their home.
Mm-hmm.
People are amazed that it takes a third to 50% of their time to sell and to find customers
that's right.
to actually perform the consulting service.
That's right. I ran into that in my consulting business. I'd go out and sell like crazy and make the sales, and then I'd have to spend the next week or two doing the work. And while I was doing that, nobody was marketing.
That's right. And I'll tell you another problem some of the new would-be entrepreneurs have. And I had this in a call yesterday. A lady calls me from Brooklyn. She's setting up a wine store and wanted some information. And I have a small interest in wine, so I was talking to her, and she was going to specialize in Italian wines. She says, oh, do you know this wine store and this wine store? You know, it's just over the bridge into Midtown Manhattan from you. And she says, oh, yes, she'd researched. She knew about it from Google. Well, you know what? Google is not the end-all. It's a crutch. People don't take shortcuts. You got to tell your listeners to not take shortcuts. They really still have to do the work and mm-hmm. the research and the planning and thinking.
Yeah, well, and that's well said, Bill. And folks, the you've got a business. You need to be prepared if you start a business. I mean, you're not going to be able to take money out of this business right away. I mean, it could be a year.
Or more.
It could be more.
That's right.
Before you can actually, I mean, because your business is going to need, it's like a little baby. It needs to be fed and taken care of and taken to the doctor. And it's completely dependent upon you for everything. So it's tough. It's but if you want it bad enough, as I did, and as millions do have, you can do it. It just takes, but it's not easy. It's not for sissies. Hey, Bill Topaz, thanks for being here. Good job. MyOwnBusiness.org, is that right?
MyOwnBusiness.org.
So, folks, lots of good stuff there. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.